Hello.
Hi, is this Day?
Yes, this is Day.
Hi, this is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So we saw your application. They are interested in signing up as a caregiver. Is that still the case?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. So, I'm going to be the one helping you with the application process
Okay.
to become a caregiver with us.
Okay, no problem.
And that way, we're going to hire you first, and then as soon as there's a patient for you, we're going to have you guys start as soon as possible, and you'll be all ready to start as soon as possible.
Okay, all right, that's perfect.
Amazing. So right now I'm sending you an introduction text that's going to go over all the information that I'm going to discuss on the call, so you don't have to write anything down.
Okay.
All right, so for the hiring process, we're going to need you to fill out three links, which I'm texting you right now. One's an application, one's a competency test. You don't have to do well on this competency test. As long as you fill it out, it'll be marked as a pass.
Okay.
And then lastly, there's an I-9 form, which I sent you as a link as well. And in addition to those
Okay.
links, we're going to need you to send over two forms of ID. Do you have a photo ID and a social?
Yes, I do.
Amazing. So you could send those over through text message. That's how you could send them over. And then,
Oh, yes.
go ahead, sorry.
Your cat. I'm sorry. The cat is. Ah, get is. Stop. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's
The
all right.
cat jumped up on me and hurt. You know the nails part.
Stop
The
it.
nails, the claws.
The claws.
Ouch. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. But
No
you could
worries.
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Amazing. In addition to those IDs, we're going to need two forms of ID from. Sorry, we're going to need you to show proof of 2-year residency, that you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years. So you would do this with a document like an ID or a bill dated from 2023 or before.
Okay, you say you need mail from 2023.
So either an ID from 20, like dated from issued from 2023, or it could be like a phone bill or a W-4 form from a previous job.
Okay.
That would be good enough.
Okay. All right, I
Amazing.
have that.
You have that. Great. So you can send that over as well. And the last thing that we're going to need from you is a tuberculosis test. Do you know if you had one recently?
Yes, I did have one.
Was that within the year?
I believe so. I believe
Amazing.
so.
So, would you be able to send that over to me through text
Yes.
message as well?
Sure.
Amazing. So then, it sounds like you have everything
I would
it sounds
have
like you have
to
everything.
check with my doctors and see if they still have it. But if I don't have it, if I'm not I'm quite sure, I could get that done as soon as possible.
Amazing. We actually are affiliated with a couple of urgent cares that we could send you to if you don't have
Okay.
it.
Okay, that's fine.
And you had it done with for another job within the year?
I believe so. I think so. I'm not
Got it.
quite sure. I'm sorry. I think it probably was the beginning of the year.
Beginning of the year. Okay. So
Or
as
the end of 2024. So I just have to check. I'm not quite sure.
No worries. Yeah,
But
so check
it
and
wouldn't
let
be a
me know.
problem with me getting it.
Great. Okay. So yeah, let me know because if you have it, there's no need to get another one. And we could
Yeah.
accept it as long as it's within the year.
Okay.
We're going to be closed for the Jewish holidays for Tuesday and Wednesday, but I'm saying like so I won't be in. You could send me texts, you could leave me voicemails, but I'll follow up with you either end of this week or beginning of next.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
May I have your
amazing.
name again?
Sure, my name is Malky.
Mousy?
Malky, yeah.
Monkey?
You got it.
Okay. Okay, I have
Okay.
it.
Amazing. So we'll be in touch. Pleasure talking to you, Jay.
Nice talking to you as well. You have a great day.
You too. Have a great day.
All right, bye.
All right, Kate.